They are called grande école, a small and elite group of higher education establishments that are unique to France. Most of this country's top politicians and business leaders have graduated from these schools. Their champions say grande école are based on meritocracy. That's because students entering the schools must all pass the same national exam. But until now, most of these students have come from privileged backgrounds. Critics say the national exam is biased, since it presumes a level of knowledge and cultural background that students from working-class families may not have. That has prompted a call from the French government for these universities to institute new admissions procedures favoring underprivileged students. President Nicolas Sarkozy, who did not graduate from a grande école, laid out that demand in a January speech.
L'étape suivante est de parvenir à ce même taux, 30% dans chaque grande école.
Mr. Sarkozy said 30% of students admitted into grande école should come from poorer backgrounds. The government is calling this a goal, not a quota, which runs counter to the French system. After initially resisting the government's push, the grande école say they will try to meet the 30% goal within 3 years. Until now, the Paris Institute of Political Studies, commonly known as Sciences Po, is the only grande école to have aggressively sought out a more diverse student body. Sciences Po director Richard Descoings told VOA the school's efforts have paid off. He says academically and professionally, it's impossible to distinguish students from poor and elite backgrounds. Smoking a cigarette outside Sciences Po's library one evening, 22-year-old student Sophie Bonnard said she backed the government's push for other grande école to open up.
Moi, j'ai été dans un établissement ZEP, comme il en parlait aussi. Et c'est vrai que là-bas, les grandes écoles...
Bonnard comes from a less privileged school district in France's tough working-class suburbs. She's a beneficiary of Sciences Po's efforts to diversify its student body. Before that, she says, students from her high school never thought they could get into a grande école. The government's diversity drive for the grande école has prompted a call by a group of academics for the state to level the playing field in other areas, like offering more housing and scholarships to poor students attending these institutions. Étienne Boisserie heads the group, which is called Save the University.
La solution qui est préconisée par Valérie Pécresse est une solution
Boisserie argues the government is focusing too narrowly on the elite grande école, which account for just a small slice of French university graduates. He says there are many good students attending less prestigious universities who have been forced to abandon their educations because they simply cannot afford them. The debate is also cast narrowly on questions of economic inequality. Efforts to promote ethnic minorities, known as affirmative action programs in the United States, are taboo in France. But the low-income neighborhoods the government once targeted generally have a higher proportion of minorities. Anti-discrimination activists like Mouloud Aounit believe that diversifying French universities is only a first step. Aounit heads the Movement Against Racism and for Friendship of Peoples, or MRAP, a Paris-based anti-discrimination group. Aounit hopes the government call will prompt what he describes as a larger de-ghettoization of France's social system, which must also include equal access to jobs. He says there must be more measures for less fortunate youngsters to catch up. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.